Coming up. Also, we're going to be hearing more from Kash Patel, the close confidant of the former President Donald J. Trump. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
A night of spectacular saves by VGK goaltender Logan Thompson led to a huge road win for the Golden Knights. They were able to put a little distance between themselves and the St. Louis Blues for the final wildcard spot in the Western Conference. The Knights led 1-0 before giving up the equalizer late in the third. Thompson stonewalled Pavel Buchnevich on a penalty shot in overtime. Just moments later, Jonathan Marchessault ended it all with his team leading 39th goal of the season. They now lead the Blues by 5 points with 11 games to play. No rest for the road weary as Vegas will be in Nashville this evening for a 5 o'clock face-off with the Predators. Lakers are in Milwaukee this evening. You can catch the early tip-off on our sister station, 106.9 The Bomb. Coverage starts at 4:15.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right. AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO. 702-901-6666.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District Ward, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
The LGBTQ Center of Las Vegas provides a range of health and wellness services in a safe and non-judgmental environment. You can get fast and comprehensive HIV testing, as well as screening for STIs, for little to no cost. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. Located in the heart of Las Vegas near downtown, the center also provides an on-site pharmacy. Get more information at thecenterlv.org. This message is sponsored by a grant through the Sands Corporation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
We're just getting word of one new accident in Henderson at the interchange. This is on 95 northbound at 215, where it meets up with 215 in Henderson, northbound 95 at 215. In the Northwest Valley, still working an injury accident at Durango and Ann Road, and that definitely comes with some a lot of debris and some lane closures there. So I want to steer clear of Ann Road and Durango for now if you can. All clear of accidents now, finally, on I-15 as well as 215. Weather's going to look a lot like yesterday, mostly sunny skies. Still going to be breezy, too, with winds gusting up to around 20 miles per hour. We'll see 70 degrees this afternoon, but for now, only 55. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Here I am, rock you like a
It was amazing what happened yesterday, a major victory for Donald J. Trump. I had a chance earlier to visit with Kash Patel, a close confidant of the former president, and I asked him simply put, what was your reaction when you heard the appellate court ruling that Donald Trump didn't have to come up with $464 million?
Well, the president said that fine and outcome has always been ludicrous to that amount. And I think the appellate courts gave him a piece of the Constitution back in America, a piece of the legal process back by its reduction. The court case in general is still on appeal, which many Americans forget. So there's still a lot of issues up in the air, but at least there are some judges at some appellate levels willing to follow the facts and the law and not weaponize the system of justice. So that was a minor win for all Americans, not especially those who seek to defang the weaponized system of justice.
The question I keep asking is, what took the appellate courts in New York so long to wait till the 11th hour of the 11th hour of the 11th hour to make a decision on this? Nothing's changed in the last week.
Well, that's what that's what judges and courts usually do. But here's the thing. It was brought to them in such a late fashion because the prosecutors in the case waited to bring the case against Trump. And they waited to see if anything was going to shake out in terms of if he was going to be the nominee or he wasn't going to be the nominee. They could have brought this case years ago. If they were preparing all this work and put in all these resources, they used a prosecutorial office for political gain and entered it into a political presidential contest because they want to destroy President Trump's timeline and ability to be on the campaign trail. You see, they don't care about whether or not they get the actual conviction at the end of the road. They care about taking him off the campaign trail for 30, 60 days and utilizing his cash and holding it in a bond status so he can't use it during the campaign. That's what these government gangsters want to do.
Now, one of the things I've been getting just in the last week or so is a lot of fundraising from the Trump campaign and supposedly from the former president himself. Keep your filthy hands off of my assets. What do you make of what the former president is doing to counter all this? And in particular, from a fundraising standpoint, is this helping or hurting his fundraising?
I think it's hurting. I think, as you and I have talked on the show many, many times, and as we saw with the president out in Nevada just a month or two ago, he's showing and highlighting the two-tier system of justice for everyday Americans. He may be the target now, but what he's showing everyday Americans and what he's showing businesses specifically in the state of New York is you can't come do business here. They're going to take away your assets unlawfully if they don't agree with you or anyone you are close with. And a lot of businesses and a lot of folks are on TV who don't necessarily agree with the former president saying that New York is not the place to do business because of this judgment, which many find unlawful and unconstitutional. And political targeting. So I think he's right, and he's probably going to raise a lot of money off of this because it resonates. That's when fundraising goes buck wild, when it resonates with the majority of Americans. And I think this resonates not just with the wealthy folks, but with everyday working Americans to say, how can we live in this type of society where you are going to rig presidential election, not just by robbing us of the truth, but by using the court system to remove people's abilities to even run?
Tell me how this is going to impact Truth Social. I know the former president talked about it yesterday at his news conference, but can you talk a little bit about how it's going to impact Truth Social? Will they join the New York Stock Exchange or not?
Well, as a board member of the DJT, with the company listing today for Truth Social, it's a very exciting day for the boss, for the president, and for free speech, most importantly. And for those of us that have been championing this effort for censorship-free social media, it has finally arrived for the world to see. And everyone in the naysayers and the fake news thought it wasn't possible or they didn't want it to happen, and the only person that could do it is Trump's leadership. So where it goes from here, I'm not sure. We have leadership in place to make those decisions, and I got to be a little careful what I say as a board member. But what I will say to everybody is, if you want to join the free speech empire and revolution, come on in and check out Truth Social. We are everywhere, and we are now a publicly traded company under the ticker of DJT.
What is your understanding of how this transfer of wealth is going to go? He has 10 days to come up with $175 million. Tell me how this thing is going to play out. How does he? Can he just lay his hands on that kind of money, $175 million in cash?
Well, yeah, I believe, as the former president said himself, that he's got access to that money. He'll post it in cash, and not this cash, the other kind of cash. And so I think the president's not going to mislead America on that. And as you know, he was a billionaire before Truth Social went public. And his assets are just only improving because America and the world are responding to everything that happens to Donald Trump in a positive way for the president. And so I think his finances and in situation will only improve as more and more people join the Donald Trump movement.
There's going to be a lot to talk about with Kash Patel in the weeks and months to come. He is very, very close to the situation there. In fact, he was joining us from Florida earlier today. Coming up tomorrow in the program, Josh Leavitt is running for the state Senate in District 18. That's the old Scott Hammond district. What is going to be on the line on June 11th and later on November 5th? There's going to be a lot on the line in the state legislature. We must take it back. There are 75 gubernatorial vetoes that are going to be on the line. That's to begin with. We'll do it again tomorrow, 6:05. Hope you'll join us then. Until then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where Clay and Buck is next.
This segment of The Long Life Era is powered by Paul Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active. Be healthy. They'd rather wait. Marla Letizia is the founder of Long Life Era Community Facebook Group, and we also know her as Nanny Bubby on Instagram and Facebook. You can embrace the mindset at longlifemindset.com. A lot going on in the group. Let's talk about one of the biggest conversations in the Facebook group this week and how it feeds into one of the core values of the Long Life Era community.
It always amazes me that a conversation will begin very simply by someone who saw an article or... And this conversation about sleep just went on and on and on. And what I realized is that sleep not only fits into one of our core values, which is overall health. Okay. Because without good sleep, you don't and won't have good health. I mean, men that suffer with prostate issues who wake up 10 or more times a night suffer during the day because of a lack of sleep. But the other thing that sleep falls into is mindfulness. And that also is a core value of the group, which is very, very interesting that one of these items of our bodies and our health could fall into two different pieces of core values. Some of the things that people complain about is that they have so much lower back pain. And the truth is that lower back pain is primarily caused from a bad mattress. And so if you are suffering throughout the day with lower back pain, and it's not because you've got a bad disc or anything else, just, you know, some sort of subliminal lower back pain, usually that can be associated with a bad mattress. And so we had discussions about that. And then the other thing that was discussed is that sleep is underrated as how important it is for your overall health. So we say sleep well.
And embrace the mindset at long.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, I'm John Lee, and I'm running for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Long before I stepped into the political arena, I had my own contracting business as a licensed master plumber. Those early days taught me problem-solving and budgeting skills, values that I've carried into public service. As the mayor of North Las Vegas, I use those skills to turn a city drowning in debt into the most financially robust city in Nevada. Now, I'm ready to bring that same expertise and conservative principles to Congress. While I serve in Congress, I will focus on these main issues: protecting religious and personal freedoms, parental rights, working for a balanced budget, stopping illegal immigration, protecting Social Security and Medicare, and making our schools places of safety and learning again. We need strong support for law enforcement, as criminals must be held accountable for the harm that they do. I'm John Lee, and I approve of this message. To learn more about my campaign, please visit johnleeforcongress.com. Paid for by John Lee for Nevada.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Tuesday, March 26th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Bond lowered. Abortion back to the Supreme Court. No veto from America at the UN. And bring a bag next time you go to Everest. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, Donald Trump was originally ordered to pay $464 million bond. And it was due yesterday. But a New York appeals court lowered that to $175 million, and he was given another 10 days to come up with the money. Trump's lawyer said this is a great first step towards the reversal of the baseless and reckless judgment. He also said that Trump looks forward to a full and fair appellate process. It has been 20 months since Roe v. Wade was overruled by the Supreme Court. Praise God. But now it's back in front of the Supreme Court. Mifepristone is the drug in question. 63% of all abortions now are chemical abortions using, well, there's two drugs you use, but one of them is mifepristone. In 2000, 0% of abortions were chemical abortions. Now it's 63%. So the FDA has made mifepristone much easier to obtain. Now it can be sent through the mail. The FDA originally said that this is only 7 weeks or younger, but now they've extended it to 10 weeks. And the FDA used to require a woman to have 3 in-person doctor visits, and they've lowered that down to 1. As one pro-abortion law professor said, medication abortion is one that is uniquely important at a time when abortion is a crime in a lot of places. Major issues between this administration, the Biden administration, and Israel right now. The UN Security Council approved a new resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, which ends April 9th. Israel wanted the U.S. to veto it. We didn't. We abstained from voting at all. So just added to the list, the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, canceled a delegation that was supposed to visit the White House this week. Climbing Mount Everest is becoming more and more popular. 1,200 people climb it every year now. Maybe you've seen pictures of lines that said at certain points of the mountain, you have to wait your turn to make it through a certain portion. And now, keep this in mind next time you climb Mount Everest, there's a new rule. Because it's so cold, things don't naturally break down. So you'll have to bring a bag with you to carry your waste. Each person climbing will be given a bag with chemicals in them which solidify human waste and make it odorless. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call. And they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532.
Dan Swartz is the strong voice we need in Congress.
Today, our country needs a reboot. I'm Dan Swartz. I was proud to serve overseas in the Army, turn around an ailing business, and then be elected Nevada State Treasurer.
As State Treasurer, Dan Swartz fought for us.
I've been called every name in the book by the career politicians in Carson City because I wasn't afraid to stand up to them and fight for kids, parents, and taxpayers. I never ducked, I never backed down, and I never will.
Dan will close the borders until Congress does its job and fixes America's broken immigration system. And he's clear on his choice for president.
I am strongly endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Vote Dan Swartz for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, a strong voice for Nevada.
I'm Dan Swartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dan Swartz for Congress.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday, if you are familiar with Donald Trump's campaign rallies, you know they resemble heavy metal rock concerts where the crowd is beyond frenzied. That ramps up the band to become more and more outrageous. Feeding off the MAGA crowd's energy, the former president often wanders into the land of hyperbole, a loud, scary place where verbal excess is celebrated. Recently, Donald Trump put forth that if he wins in November, he will deport millions of people. Some assume he's talking about the undocumented, but I'm not so sure. So here's a partial list of those who should be worried. Senator Chuck Schumer: calling Trump anti-Semitic will be remembered. So Mrs. Schumer could be a goner. Yemen beckons. Lots of real anti-Semitism there. Joe Scarborough: on the NBC payroll, he is a strident Trump basher. Therefore, it's conceivable that Morning Joe may soon be arising in a time zone far, far away. Paraguay? Nancy Pelosi: ripping up Trump's State of the Union address is remembered. She could be on her way to a place similar to San Francisco. Calcutta. Robert De Niro: yes, I'm talking to you, Travis Bickle. Word is Bobby might be headed to Easter Island. No internet. And finally, opponent Joe Biden: through a corporate connection with Hunter, Joe may already have a numbered bank account in Ukraine, so maybe he's on his way there. If Trump wins, anything could happen. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. All right, let's go to the mail. We got Fausto Hernandez, New York City. The reason why Trump doesn't have a bigger lead is because the mainstream media is bitty pezzy-focking, good word, Fausto, economic issues that would hurt Biden. Also, many should be able to see what they're paying at the gas station and grocery store, but they're blinded by irrational hate. I think that's a very good analysis. Gerald Kummer, Carlsbad, California, north of San Diego. It is against the Constitution. Is it against the Constitution for the EPA to be making laws? They don't make laws. No government agency makes laws. That's only Congress makes laws. They impose regulations, and they have been given the authority to do that. If the regulation is unconstitutional, they get sued. But they don't impose laws. Only Congress can do that. David, concierge member: don't buy anything on the internet, David. Bill, I'm a conservative and have been all my life. I have absolutely no problem with our government spending money to assist Ukraine. Those that do are not looking at the big picture. Either we help Ukraine and stop Putin, or he will invade neighboring countries. So, but it's more China than Putin. China watching this. Gregory: Bill, you say there's no proof that Joe Biden received cash from Hunter and Jim, but I recall a repaid loan, and I recall $50,000 monthly or so from Hunter to Joe for rent when he stayed with his father. Okay, so I'm not going to mention the guy's name, but this comes from an ultra-right-wing guy on the internet, the $50,000 rent. It's not true. The loan is the loan. Jim Biden says, yeah, Joe lent me money, I paid him back. That true? I don't know. And I hope they get to the bottom of it, the House committee. In a moment, something you might not know. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. Car Shield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call Car Shield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584 for a free quote. This protection plan is at an all-time low in price. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance free towing and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District Court, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Riley Update brings you something you might not know. 5 years ago, President Donald Trump declared a national emergency along the southern border. His executive order was immediately blocked by Democrats and eventually by a federal court. Here's how the situation then spiraled out of control under President Biden. During the 2016 campaign, Trump pledged to build a wall between the USA and Mexico. After budget talks fell apart with Congress, the president issued Proclamation 9844, also known as the National Emergency Concerning the Southern Border of the United States. That order diverted $8 billion to construct the wall. California and 16 other states immediately sued the White House. The order was stymied by litigation until the inauguration of Joe Biden. On his first day in office, the 46th president issued his own proclamation called the termination of the emergency along the southern border. Biden's decision was catastrophic. In 2020, the last year under Trump, 400,000 migrants breached the border. In 21, that figure exploded to 1.6 million, then 2.2 million, last year 2.5 million. And those are the undocumented people we know about. Between 2019 and today, the amount of fentanyl seized in Texas alone has tripled to 25,000 pounds. The number of child sex slaves has also increased 300%, according to the FBI. The broken border will likely hurt Joe Biden in the November vote. According to Gallup, a third of the electorate ranks illegal immigration the greatest threat to national security, more than terrorism and climate change combined. 80% of Americans say the federal government is doing a bad job handling the migrant situation. And here's something else you might not know. Since January 2021, up to 12 million illegal immigrants have entered the USA. That's more than a total number of legal immigrants who passed through Ellis Island. That processing center opened in 1892, closed 1954. During those years, 11 million people entered the USA legally at New York Harbor. Back after this. Our freedoms should never be taken for granted. They must be cherished, protected, and defended. When corporations pander to the liberal agenda, they must be punished. When corporations stand up for conservative values, they should be supported. This brings me to Freedom 2.0, the bottled water company that proudly represents us. They have hilarious sayings on each bottle like, "This water ain't woke," and "Bottled with liberal tears." Use the code BILL for a 15% discount and subscribe to Freedom 2.0. We must never discount freedom. But we can discount water as long as you use the code BILL. Please visit freedom20.com to order now. That's freedom, the number two, the letter O.com. Freedom20.com, use code BILL for 15% off. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking at...
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.